Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
On your marks.
Get set.
Bye.
We're back in the nation's favourite tent.
Let's do this.
And it's packed with a fresh batch of famous faces.
As long as it's edible, I'd be happy.
Don't choke, try Mikey. How hard can it be?
The Great Celebrity Bake-Off for Stand Up To Cancer on Channel 4. Stream now.
Rob had a question. And he said, do MVPs get their coaches fired mid-season? And he's probably talking about Jokic. Yeah. This is actually at the end of the season. So let's talk about it, man. Breaking news that took place today. The Denver Nuggets, who are currently the fourth seed in the Western Conference, made major changes to the franchise by firing not only head coach Mike Malone, who brought them a championship in 2022, but also Calvin Booth, the general manager. With the playoffs and play-in tournament less than a week away, what are your reactions to these changes? And is Denver in a good position for a soft rebuild? Meaning that, will Jokic's prime years be wasted after a move like this, or can they remain in title contention? And that's a great, great lower third there. Left it all Malone.
I was gonna say, Jalen, you messed up. You should have said post Malone.
Yeah, Post Malone would have been good. That was dope, Jalen. The Post Malone would have been good.
Well, you missed it. You close. It was top five. I would say that I'm gonna go up real quick. I'm somewhat shocked, but Ken is also hilarious because remember at that championship at the parade, he was talking cash. People don't it seem like that parade was like just a couple years ago. It seemed like a lifetime now when you see this shit. That nigga was talking cash shit. Because the first time, you know, he fucked up was when he said Bruce Brown was coming back. Nigga left. That
same day.
But I'm low-key shocked. I'm low-key shocked because it seemed like no matter what you do, you're going to get fired as a head coach. If the owner, because if you're firing a GM, then this is the owner decision. If they're getting rid of the head coach and the GM.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe Manny was the one that said in the chat that the GM's been fucking up, not Mike Malone. But so far, it does seem like the Nuggets were kind of going to be mid this season or like this postseason. Like, yeah, Joker was probably going to get his numbers, but I don't think anyone had the Nuggets. Like FIFA, did you think that they had a legit chance going to the finals this year?
Because the playoffs is all about matchups, and nobody can match up against Joker. Like, Joker has shown his dominance now for multiple seasons. This is arguably his most dominant season. Why is that not going to translate to the postseason?
They're on a four-game losing streak, and they're fourth in the West. If they were a top two seed, then I would be like, okay, I get what you're saying. But they're in the – like you mentioned, like, in about 3 days or 4 days, they could be sixth seed. You know what I'm saying? And then that's a whole different matchup. So, like, I don't really see them going into the postseason with any momentum outside of Joker just playing out of his mind. But Mike Malone is what, less than 3 years away from a title?
Yeah, 2 years away.
So, like, you fire that? You know what I'm saying? And right before the playoffs? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. So this is like who was the other coach that was just fired not too long ago as well?
Taylor Jenkins,
Memphis coach.
Yeah, Taylor from Memphis, and we question that. I don't understand. And even Magic Johnson said, you know, he's been part of the NBA for 45 years, and he's never seen this. I haven't either, and I don't understand the ideology behind these type of moves. I did see Nick Wright say that 4 out of the last 5 coaches to make the finals have been fired. So it looks like there is no longevity in the NBA as being a head coach, no matter the level of success that you have. But for Denver's particular, because I had to watch hella TV and clips and all that, because I'm just like, yo, like this feels like it's out of left field. But people have been discussing how toxic of a work environment has been between Calvin Booth and Mike Malone, to the fact that they're not even talking anymore, right? Mm-hmm. And part of their rift is that Calvin Booth wants Mike Malone to play the youngins, and Mike Malone's trying to win games, so he's playing the veterans. You know what I'm saying? So there's always this tug of war between, you know, front office and head coach, because the coach always wants to win because that's what's going to keep him in the league. But the front office has to look 3 to 5 years ahead. And it's like, hey, we drafted this guy. We need to develop him. He needs minutes. But if the coach is like, we got to win this game, I'm going to go with the veteran. So that is the discord that they had. And obviously it was so toxic that the owner was like, okay, I'm letting everybody go, which is crazy to me, especially before going into the playoffs. Now, the only reasoning that I can see that the owner did this was because what if Mike Malone pulled another one out of his ass, and they win another championship? Are you going to fire a coach that just won the championship? So I think from that perspective, I can see why he let everybody go. It's just not a move that we are accustomed to, or one that I would have made if I was an owner or if I was a GM. I wouldn't be firing my coach like down the stretch of the season. Like that is just asinine to me.
It just makes very little sense, I'm sure, to everybody this time. And the object of the game is to win. I don't get how this can help you when you're in a position. Yeah, to answer that question, Nick, yeah, they have an opportunity to win it all. At Denver, you got the best player in the world on your team right now. You got a shot to win it. You do. You always do, as long as Joker's on the court. So to make this move at this moment, to me, the only thing I can think of is if it was signed off on by Joker. Like maybe there was a rift between the two of them or something like that, or something else bigger that we don't know nothing about.
So, Shelter, just to add to that point, they're saying that Mike Malone is a very old school type of a coach, and that, you know, a lot of players didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? Now, mm-hmm. Who was it? I want to say, who was I just listening to? It was either Shams or somebody was saying that, you know, Mike Malone did take it a little easier on Joker and Jamal Murray and, you know, his stars. But for the most part, he is like a tough coach, and the players just wasn't feeling it anymore.
And I saw what he was saying, you know, in his presser not too long ago, where he was getting on them about not watching film, and said the players, like, basically they suck. Like he kind of threw some players under the bus in one of his last pressers, and he could have very easily lost that team and lost the top committee, and they could have easily went and said, we want him gone. You know what I'm saying? And that could have happened. You know, these guys, they hold a lot more power today, players do. And you can definitely be like, look, I'm out of here if we can't change this. So we really don't know. And unless something comes out, we won't know the full reason. But I guarantee you Joker's behind this move some kind of way. He has something to do with this move. I don't think that you make a move like this without consulting him. Russ is the coach killer. Everywhere Russ go, the coach gets fired. I don't care where he goes.
Y'all said Ja was a coach killer last week. I just want to know, is Joker a coach killer?
Well, if you're counting him this time, I think he has something to do with this one, yes.
And the only reason
Shelton were written for that one.
Shelton, the reason why I disagree with that statement, and I don't even want that narrative to be out there, is because let's not forget Mike Malone was fired from the Kings after he had another big man have the best year of his career in DeMarcus Cousins. And I never understood, because the Kings at that point in time, and they still are fucking a catastrophe on the damn court and in the front office, but Mike Malone brought stability, and DeMarcus Cousins, Ken, and that was your guy. He had an MVP type seasons under Mike Malone, and they got rid of him. So I can't say that this is Joker driven. Maybe Joker accepted, but I don't know if it was Joker driven. But at the end of the day, Mike Malone, I don't know what's being talked about him behind closed doors at this point, but I know this, somebody's going to hire him. And I put it to you like this, Nick, your boy Thibs might be on a short leash. And if he goes, I could see Mike Malone stepping right in.
Mike Malone has been there 10 years, right? Is that what they said?
Nine.
Is it 10?
That long?
It wasn't been 10?
I think it's like 6 or 7.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'm just going off the top of the dome, but I think it's like 6 or 7.
I think Malone is a good coach. If the reports from what they're saying are true, how I would look at it is, if I'm an owner, I just got tired of the bullshit. Like, beyond the players, a Joker telling me to do it, or Russ being a coach killer, like, I'm not paying a GM and a coach to have a toxic relationship and not even talk. Like, how do I get good information if I'm an owner? Because the coach is telling me one thing, the GM is telling me one thing, y'all niggas don't even talk, and that's y'all job. So at the very least, you're getting fired for insubordination if I'm the owner. And it don't matter what time of season it is, because I'm the owner and I'm probably disconnected from it's playoff time. Like, the timing is bad. Like, none of that shit matters to me, because if I'm an owner of an NBA team, yes, winning is important to me, but money is also important. And you affecting my bottom line, what you guys doing is bullshit, and me having to move forward with it. So I could see this happening right now.
How are you affecting the bottom line when you're a top five seed in a stronger conference and you arguably have the MVP? You know, so I don't see how it's affecting the bottom line.
Because as an owner, I'm forecasting on the future. It's not just about right now, today. You're absolutely right. I have a top five player now, and we're successful now, but I can't even get projections correct because you two niggas don't even talk. Y'all don't even talk in the same room. So I want to know who I need to draft. I want to know who I need to pay and bring back. I need to know who to pick up in free agency. And I don't even have a good enough relationship between my head coach and my GM plan. Like, y'all can't even come to me with plans. Yeah. I would absolutely fire you for that. And I don't care what part of the season it is. Like, bro, I'm bringing y'all in my office and y'all telling me y'all ain't talking 3 weeks. Get the fuck over y'all and just pack y'all bags.
Spike, let me ask you this though, right? Like, on the other hand, the GM that they had previously that drafted Joker, that drafted Michael Porter Jr., that drafted Jamal Murray and essentially built this championship core, is the one that went to Minnesota, and he built that team to beat Denver, and they lost 6 out of 8 games, whether it's regular season or playoffs, right? Mm-hmm. So as the owner, why not just overpay for that GM? Because obviously that GM and Mike Malone had a great working relationship. So why am I picking
Mike Malone though? Like, why would I side with him when neither one of you showed that you were professional enough to continue this relationship? Like, the problem isn't that y'all don't get along. It's that y'all couldn't be professional enough to at least provide me
because
with
he's
options
a championship. So
have they had a conversation about that? Like, if I'm the owner, we're going to sit down and we're going to have this conversation first.
And
you're not going to, first thing we're talking about it is not going to be me firing you.
But that's a good point, Sheldon. We don't know how many conversations they've had. We just know that he got fired today. They may have been having these conversations all season, and this just may be him frustrated and being like, man, fuck it. I've been trying to fix this shit all year. But that's a good point too, FIFO. Why wouldn't I pay somebody to get along with Mike Malone? But I also can look at Mike Malone and be like, but bro, why can't you be professional? This is your job. Not only to coach basketball, but you can't tell me you don't talk to the GM. That's insane.
But the only reason to fire a coach and the only reason basketball related to fire coach is if you lose the team. I want you to get along with upper management and all that stuff. I want that to work. But if you got a relationship with your team, I can't let you go, especially at this time of year. What this tells me,
we know that Mike Malone had a relationship. Y'all told
me that's what I was about to say. What this tells me, they had some sort of disconnect. They had to have a disconnect. Otherwise, he would still be coaching that basketball team. You're not going to let go of a coach when they have good synergy with the players. You can't do that. You don't.
Shelton, but we've seen that done in the past. My thing is this, right? Like, to me, it's there's certain coaches, right? I have tiers of coaches. And to me, Mike Malone is a championship coach. He won a championship. We've seen how he does his X's and O's. We've seen, especially when it comes to big men in the league, when he has a really good one, he elevates their game. Like, they have their best seasons under Mike Malone. So this guy is a proven commodity. In my opinion, and again, we don't know the level of toxicity that existed in that Denver Nuggets building. If it's to the point, to Spike's point, where, you know, we had these sit downs, we're trying to get it right, and it just can't happen, then, you know, you have to make an extreme call because it is your team. You know what I'm saying? And nobody else is going to replace you, but you can replace everybody, right? So I get it from that perspective. But from the basketball perspective, I'm like, dog, like, how you going to replace him? You can't, like, there's not many guys that's better than Mike Malone that you're going to get more out of your team from the head coach with.
So it's over for, I'm sorry.
No, 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 go ahead.
So it's over for Joker.
I don't think so, because he's talented, Ken. And then we saw.
No, no, but he needs the coach, right?
Yeah. So, well, so no, you was just about to say when he.
No. All I'm saying is that obviously Mike Malone elevates when DeMarcus Cousins left Sacramento and went to New Orleans, and they had the Twin Towers with AD. DeMarcus Cousins looked like an MVP still. Right. So there are certain things from a coach that leaves an imprint on you that you will have, even if that coach isn't there. I think Joker has that now. So I don't see his level of play going down. It may look different depending on the coach that they bring in and the X's and O's and how they decide to use Joker. But Joker's Joker. Joker is arguably the best player in the NBA right now.
Yeah, I understand. But you were saying that. It sounded like you were about to say that you can't find another coach as good as Mike Malone. So what are they going
to
do?
To replace him. Yeah, to no, 100%. Right. Yeah, so I don't know what they're going
to
do.
For, it would seem to me that it's over for Joker winning more championships. If they can't find that guy.
100%. I think, you know, especially in the NBA, you got to have a more than competent head coach regardless of the talent level. I don't know. I don't know who it is that they're targeting. I
just have to see. Look, at least you got Denver winning the title in 5 years, right? You put that on your mantle.
Yeah, and they won it.
They did. They did. Yeah, they won it in that time. And it was confirmed by the chat. Appreciate you guys that he been there for 10 years. He got a ring out of him. Joker's only known him as the coach. This is breaking news. We already know the NBA reporters, they're going to die. They will find and get us all the information we need. We'll have a full understanding of what happened there. What I thought was interesting, because I've really been trying to think about, like, what does this all mean? And it's hard to formulate an opinion without some level of inside information or facts. I did read that article about the Cold War, as they labeled it, that was going on with Denver at the beginning of the year when it came with Peyton Watson and some of the other guys. And this was when Denver was struggling. Denver has also lost 11 of 13 since the All-Star break. There was some interesting things going on. The most interesting part about this to me isn't really about what's going on in Denver. It's really about what's going on in the NBA. And it hit me when I was just reflecting back. We got Mike Malone. We got Taylor Jenkins. And then I went all the way back to Luka. Business is superseding basketball. And it hit me when Shelton was talking about, you just don't do this. When you guys are talking about you running back and fire people in the offseason. These dudes are not waiting anymore. Mm-hmm. When they know they need to make a move, they're going to make a move. If Mike Malone somehow, because they do have Joker, wins a title, it makes that move much, much harder. So we're just going to dump. We're going to get rid of him right now. And what does this do for the NBA moving forward when you no longer have the security of at least getting through the playoffs? If teams are willing to fire people, fire coaches that are in the playoffs, like six, seven games before the playoffs even start, that's very unstable. So this tells me they've always been assets and commodities on the court. Now they're really displaying so much more now that's all this is. That's all they are. And they don't care about anything that happens after that. I got a title with Malone. Let's get rid of all these dudes. We're going to start over. And that's it. I think this is something really interesting to watch because we haven't seen these moves before. We haven't seen a guy get rid of Luka. And to a certain degree, there's some things Luka's been doing that's kind of proven, you know, some truth to why they made that move. So, yeah, man, this is something interesting to watch just from the overall perspective of business. That's what has my attention now.
The only counter I would have with that, Ken, is the fact that now that they're sitting with me, being at a job for 10 years, one title in 10 years with Joker, I can see them moving on. Because, I personally, I know others may disagree. I know FIFA does. I didn't see them as a legit title contender this season. It just the feel, and I'm going off of vibes. So I don't really, I'm not going off of much more than that. I know that's not really a statistic to go off of, but it just didn't feel like this team was in a position to make a deep run. With that being said, we all know that Joker is in the prime. He's playing like he's top five all time. So it's like, if we're not getting the good vibes now and it doesn't feel like we're winning now, then what the hell are we doing with this team still? So like, let's restart. Try to get somebody in. And I don't know, like you said, people, I don't know what coach that is. That's going to be on the job of the new GM to get. And if then, what's the new GM going to be? How good are they going to be? But it does seem like, bro, it was just too long. Like, we just been together for too long. We just need a reset.
You know, Ken, the only way that we are going to see stability and longevity with head coaches moving forward in the league, and there is less and less of this type of regime, is going to be the Miami Heat model, where the owner kind of just, he signs the checks, you know what I'm saying? He wants to know the bottom line. You know, he wants to know that everything's healthy to a degree. But then you have a president, and that president picked the GM and the assistant GM, and everything is handpicked. Because I can never see, and shit, you know, let me knock on wood, but I never call for a man's job, but I can't see Pat Riley getting rid of Spoelstra at all. Like, Spo is his guy. Unless Pat Riley gets the boot, Spoelstra is going to be the coach of the Miami Heat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the way I see it. But Ken, we're seeing less and less of that. RC Buford and Popovich. It don't matter. Popovich can have another stroke, you know, again, knock on wood that he's okay before recovery.
He's just taking a slug.
I'm just saying, Pop ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So unless we see that type of regime in the front office and that synergy with the head coach, that's the only way that you're going to have longevity in this game now. But yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen moving forward.
Yeah. Well, let's let the reporters do their job. We'll get all the deets, as they like to say, I guess, nowadays, about what went down in Denver. But it, shocking for sure. We'll be back with We Need to Talk, and then we'll talk about the Basketball Hall of Fame and some NFL contracts. Right?